can really play, especially in the first half on a team, a major injury like this.
And getting up under his own power and trots off the field. Update from the Memphis Harbor Beach game. Harbor Beach leads 28-0. 28-22, Bannex leads Cass City with 2:37 left in the second quarter. Tommy Morneau starting to take that game over with another touchdown on a 15-yard run.
Morneau is one of the better quarterbacks in the area. I think a lot of people overlook him because he's on Bannex. He's a very, very good athlete.
Second and 10 for the Lakers. Two wide each way. Katie in the pistol passes to his right, and the screen pass to Dubes is complete and gets down to about the 27-yard line. Tackled inbound, so the clock continues to roll here. A gain of 4 on the reception brings up a 3rd and 6 now for the Laker offense. 90 seconds remain.
It was number 21, DeAndre Callahan on the tackle. 5-yard gain.
Lakers coming out of the huddle. Minute 15 left in the first half, leading 16-6 over Vassar. Trips to the left, actually quads to the left. And we have a timeout called by Lakers on 3rd down, 5 to go, minute 9 left before halftime in the WLEW Sports Network. Lakers 16. Vassar 6.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to AVCI.com. .net/LinkLife.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, quads to the left for Lakers. Katie in the pistol rolls to his left, lifts this one off, and is caught near the original line of scrimmage by a white jersey out at the 22-yard line, maybe the 23. It's going to depend on the spot if it's a first down. Reception made by number 18, Brandon Wuschlager.
It was humpered in on the pressure again. Did complete the pass and got it off close to a first down.
Shoemate.
A lot of pressure on that play on Dustin Katie.
Shoemate with the tackle there. Number 60. Short by a yard, 4-yard reception. Brings up a 4th and 1 yard to go for the Lakers. A little confusion here on their formation. Brandon Wuschlager not running both directions. Nearly almost had an illegal shift there. Receiver wide to the right, pistol power pistol to the right. And Katie's going to hand it off to Terrence Dubes. Has the first down to the 15, down to the 10, and still dragging his defenders all the way down to the 5-yard line. For a first down on 4th down and 1 yard. Tackle made by number 28, Logan Amend for Vassar. Moves the ball from the 23 down to the 5, an 18-yard gain for Terrence Dubes with 42 seconds left in the first half.
Less than a minute left, an 18-yard gain on a run especially. You just can't let it happen if you're Vassar. If Lakers ends up scoring here, it could really, really start separating this game right before halftime.
And we have a timeout, Vassar. With 37.3 seconds left here, Mr. Meisner, what is Lakers going to set up here? Just status quo, continue what you're doing?
I mean, they're really effective on this drive running the ball up the middle, so they're probably going to continue to do that. If they want to throw him off guard, if they have thrown a couple passes, Katie can scramble. He could do a fake dive play, scramble to the outside, dive for the pylon. There's lots of different things. The Lakers has a lot of athletes. But Vassar has to make a stop here. If Lakers scores here, it's going to be tough momentum to come back from. Vassar had the ball on the 45-yard line and went 3-0. Lakers had the ball on the 4, and now they're on the opposite 6. So you got to credit Lakers driving the ball literally all the way down the field. They're grinding away, and this has not been an easy drive, starting from the opposite 4-yard line, but a big pass, big run, little runs mixed in. It's Vassar needs to either come up with a turnover or make a big stop here.
And here we are with a first down and goal from the 5-yard line. Lakers facing a 37-second clock. Power pistol to the right, two wide to the left, and Katie's going to keep it for himself. Gets down to the end zone, and a forward pile brings him all the way down to the 1-yard line. And it's going to bring up second down and a yard to go.
Tick, tick, tick.
And now we have a timeout called by Vassar. Tackled by Vassar's number 51, Devin Pirro. 19.9 seconds left. Vassar calls a timeout here to try and come up with a stop here. This one is not in the book, in the bag yet for Lakers. I mean, it's they have a yard to go, but 19 seconds left. That makes it very difficult to do anything.
Yes, if Lakers does score a touchdown here, I think it separates this game quite a bit. I think Vassar can come back if they can make a stop here. Only down, but if they get down 14 plus points, I think it's going to be tough for Vassar because offensively, other than that one series, they have not shown us a lot. They've had a lot of three and outs. So I don't think Vassar is going to be able to put up 20 plus points on this team. So I think they have to make a stop here because if they don't, Lakers is already going to be at 20 points in the first half, 20 plus, and I think that's going to be tough to come back from.
16-6, current score, Lakers leading by 10 with 19.9 seconds left. They are on Vassar's 1-yard line. Back and forth game. We've seen two fumbles, one interception. Lakers picked that one off. And three punts, three touchdowns. And in for the touchdown is number 4, Dustin Cady on the keeper. And it is Lakers in for another touchdown. Lakers 22, Vassar 6. With 16.7 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, it's too easy. Katie got in there. He walked in standing up. Got to do better on the defensive line. The linebackers need to get up. A quarterback should never walk in standing up like that. I mean, you at least got to lay a good hit on him, try and force a turnover. Too easy for Lakers.
In 2 minutes and 24 seconds, over 8 plays, Lakers covered 96 yards for the touchdown.
Now this two-point conversion is huge because Vassar's down 16, so that's two possession, and they did stop him.
And they try and go end around on the run, and this one's no good. So the two-point conversion fails, so the score remains 22-6. Lakers leading by 16 points. So the WLAW Sports Network just before halftime with 16 seconds.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list, and close to 3 decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
And on the kickoff from Terrence Dubes, brought in by number 8, David Wargo at the 20-yard line, and slips because of the dude lost his traction at the 32-yard line, downed by himself after a 13-yard return. This found down at the 33-yard line with 12.9 seconds left, starting this drive from the 33-yard line.
Now, Vassar did complete earlier in the game a 30-plus-yard pass. So if they can complete that here, they could have a shot at the end zone if they can call a timeout in time.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Pratt in shotgun with a back on either side of him.